This week, families and friends are gathering to eat together. And in today's Dayton Youth Radio story, a teenager talks about how his family does this on a larger scale. Here's project coordinator Basim Blund.
Here's a story about an old firehouse, Jimmy's Ladder 11, and a high school senior who watched his parents invent a new place to gather in Dayton.
My name is Anthony Brandell, and I'm a senior at Centerville High School. I was born into a pretty cool family. I have a mom who quit her career as a travel agent when she found out she was pregnant with me, a loving father who owned a bar in Dayton, and two funny brothers named Nick and Jason.
When I was in fourth grade, everything changed. My parents received an offer they couldn't refuse. For years, the local hospital had been trying to buy our bar. They wanted to buy our property because they had already purchased all the other businesses on the block, and it was a prime spot. They offered a property that was an old 1800s firehouse, and also over $1 million to restore the building and a parking lot.
The whole building process took about a year. I can remember avoiding nails scattered around the floor and watching the construction workers climb onto the roof. But finally, on November 11th, 2011, at 11:11 a.m., the grand opening of Jimmy's Ladder 11 finally happened. When that clock hit 11:11, we cut the ceremonial ribbon and everyone stormed into the restaurant. Seeing this made me really happy for the family, but I noticed how much of their time it was taking away.
Sometimes I wouldn't see my dad until it was time to go to bed. I was moving from elementary school to middle school. Classes were tougher. A lot of times I would get off the bus and no one would be home, so I'd have to enter in the garage code to let myself in. This time alone as a middle schooler taught me a lot about myself. It taught me how to be self-reliant and independent. I learned how to cook for myself. My favorite meal was nachos. I learned to enjoy my own company. I spent hundreds of hours watching YouTube videos and movies.
Whenever I got to the restaurant with my family, everything was awesome. Spending time there was a crazy way to learn about the world. You could find out so much about people from seeing how they interact in social situations like going to eat or get drinks. You see how people treat others they've never met.
I remember one time there was someone who was really drunk and rowdy, and my dad gave him $20 just to leave. This taught me something about my dad. Showed me that he's a really kind guy. I learned that my older brother, Nick, who is front of the house manager, isn't afraid to take charge when he needs to. I learned that my older brother, Jason, who is the chef, can make some banging food. But most importantly, I learned that as long as you stay positive and keep grinding during a transition, then everything will work out. Now that the firehouse is one of the more busier spots in Dayton, it's kind of just like surreal in a way because it started out as just like an idea and a dream. We have like a full-blown restaurant that I feel like it's bringing a lot of joy to a lot of people.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Anthony Brandell.
That was Behind the Scenes, a story written and produced by Anthony Brandell, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to his teacher, Trisha Rapock. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.